Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and a big superhero nerd. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
On this day in 2019, Marvel announced 10 new superhero films at Comic-Con, including Blade with Mahershala Ali, a new Thor film with Natalie Portman as female Thor, and Shang-Chi, the first ever Asian-American superhero film. Only a year prior, Marvel had announced another movie called The Eternals, whose cast also promised to be, shall we say, a little less whitewashed? Yes, most people have noticed it by now. Marvel has historically had a diversity problem, but now it seems like they're trying to make up for lost time. While we can question the motives behind the change, we can also celebrate that finally more people of color are represented in film, especially films as big as the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which has grossed over $22.5 billion since 2008. Don't get me wrong, I absolutely love superhero movies and comic book stories. I love Marvel. I've been a huge fan of Marvel since I was the tiniest little kid ever. The stories, especially those like X-Men, build a world where everyone can belong, and millions of people have found a home in them. But when we love something, we can also want to help it overcome its problems. So let's take a look at Marvel's track record and its encouraging new moves on diversity. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, or MCU, refers to any of the films and TV shows produced directly by Marvel or later Disney when they bought Marvel in 2009 for a whopping $4 billion. Marvel didn't start making its own movies until it released the very first Iron Man film in 2008. Before that, they simply licensed their comic book characters out to other film studios, like the 2002 Spider-Man starring Tobey Maguire and produced by Columbia Pictures, or the X-Men franchise produced by 20th Century Fox, until it rejoined Marvel in 2019 when it was, you guessed it, bought by Disney. Marvel Comics, on the other hand, has been around since 1939. Obviously, there's a lot of room for growth over all that time. Marvel Comics brought us beloved characters like Spider-Man, Black Panther, Iron Man, the Hulk, Thor, X-Men, and many, many more. And the MCU brought them all to the big screen in a way like never before as well. But through it all, they lagged in representing the diversity of their fanbase. The first phase of the Avengers franchise featured Iron Man, Captain America, the Hulk, and Black Widow. They all got their own movies pretty quickly, except for, you guessed it, Black Widow. In fact, the MCU didn't have a female-led movie until Captain Marvel, which came out in just 2019. While Black Widow has been an important lead in the Avengers, she didn't debut her own movie until just this year. And then, of course, we didn't get a lead Black character, or even a Black director, until they produced Black Panther in 2018. Of the roughly 20 Avengers in the MCU, only 3 are Black, and only 5 are female. Other racial and ethnic groups like Asian, Latino, or Native American aren't represented at all. So even though it's a long time coming, I'm excited about the new Phase 4 of the MCU, which Marvel has promised will bring better representation. Here are a few Phase 4 projects to look out for, coming fairly soon to theaters. July 9th, Black Widow. This film features women at its helm in both the lead actor and director roles, though the top-billed cast is very white. This was a highly anticipated movie and seems to be doing pretty well since it's come out. On September 3rd, we have Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. This film features a director of Asian descent and an Asian-led cast. Shang-Chi is the first Asian superhero protagonist in the MCU. November 5th, Eternals is coming out. This film has an absolutely stacked cast and is directed by the Oscar-winning Chloe Zhao. Cast members include Gemma Chan from Crazy Rich Asians, Salma Hayek, Angelina Jolie, Kumail, Nanjiani, and Brian Tyree Henry, best known as Paper Boy from the FX show Atlanta. In late 2021, the TV series Miss Marvel, starring Iman Vellani, a Canadian-born child of Pakistani immigrants, and led by showrunner Bisha Kayali, a British activist, comedian, and woman of color. In the next few years, we can also expect Marvel's Phase 5 with shows like She-Hulk and more Black Panther content. I can't wait. If you'd like to hear more about other Marvel topics, you can listen to the April 26th episode about the movie Endgame or my January 29th exploration of the cultural impact of Black Panther and the incredible legacy of Chadwick Boseman. Now let's talk about music. For today's fact, we have a very special guest. Will Hyde is here to talk about a July 21st in his life.
Hey, what's up? My name is Will Hyde, and I am a singer-songwriter from Melbourne, Australia. I just want to real quick thank Maya for having me. I appreciate her allowing artists to come into her world and share their stories. So thank you, Maya, for having me. Okay, so July 21, 2018. Feels like a century ago. Feels like another world. I'm at a festival. It's a really big festival, and I'm in a group. Basically, we had to meet people who were listening to our music. For me, that was a really anxiety-triggering thing. And I really had a tough time that day getting out of my shell. And it was really hard for me to, you know, talk to these people. And I wanted to show them so much love and appreciation for supporting me, but I felt so scared too. And yeah, I really felt like I couldn't be myself. I was looking at my voice memos today, and July 21st was also the time I was in New Zealand. I want to mention that because they're two really separate times in my life on the same day. And it's funny how much you can grow across a period of years. I was in New Zealand working on my EP, and my EP With You In Mind really took a minute to bring together. And I sort of look back feeling really proud of the confidence I had to go to these places and be like, I'm going to put myself in the room with these writers and just try to make something that I love. I had so much belief in myself. And it's funny how you can so quickly turn your life around and really change that inner critic into one that's, you know, is really uplifting and very supportive. I had a great time on July 21st in 2019. And I guess if I can instill something in the beautiful people listening, it would be that your current situation is not your final destination. The only constant in life is change. Always be prepared to accept the changes that are happening in your life and be prepared to grow. Change is a really good thing. Again, thank you, Maya, for having me. And I hope everyone has an amazing day.
And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a July 21st in my life. July 21st, 2016, I started doing a replay of Pokemon Black. And I found like a mod for it to run on my laptop, which was really exciting. I think I was upstate at that point. I talked about a memory from the other day from being upstate. And I was playing Pokemon Black. I think that's one of my favorite Pokemon titles to date. I don't know why. It just has a very nostalgic part of my memory associated with it. And I caught a red Gyarados. It was a very exciting day for me. I've never caught a shiny Gyarados before. And that was a really rare occurrence. So I was very pumped about that. And that is the most exciting thing that has happened to me on a July 21st of my life thus far. Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've